Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. It is March Madness, and we have Jay Elson from Midco Sportsnet with us. He's calling in from the Premier Center in Sioux Falls. We're going to talk Summit League basketball. Thanks for being here, Jay.
Yeah, no problem, Lori. Thank you.
So if you were even not watching basketball last night, but you opened any of your social media accounts, your friends were going nuts on either side. Give us a recap of the big game last night and what happened.
Well, you know, I tell you what, we came into that game, and I think we came into this tournament, Lori, hoping, a lot of us around here especially, hoping that we were going to get to see a matchup of South Dakota and South Dakota State in the semifinals, which was kind of the way the bracket worked out. It set us on course for that. And with the way the two teams were playing, I think most people would have predicted that that was going to happen. And then, you know, fortunately, both teams survived their first round games. And so we got the matchup that we were all hoping for. The next thing I think after that, that you just really want in that situation is for the game to actually live up to the hype, which there was a lot of. And you know, fortunately for all of us, the guys on the floor really delivered, because they gave us certainly some of the greatest moments in South Dakota sports history, I think. I think that's safe to say, and certainly some play on the floor that's going to be remembered and talked about for a very long time.
All right, Jay, I didn't watch the game, so tell me one of those big moments.
Well, you know, it got off to a really torrid start for South Dakota. A couple of years ago when these teams met in the semifinals, South Dakota State was the top seed and the Coyotes were the fifth seed. And SDSU jumped out to a really big lead. They led by 19 at the half, and the Coyotes just couldn't get out from that early hole. And last night it was kind of the exact same story, only it went the other direction, as, you know, South Dakota really jumped on them early. Got out to a 22-6 lead. They led by 11 at the half, and things were really, really in their favor. And as the second half started, you kind of got a sense that the tide was turning. The Jackrabbits were starting to hit some shots. They played much better offensively overall in that second half. And the Coyotes maybe looked a little bit tight with the lead and weren't necessarily hitting all their shots. And another big difference down the stretch of that game was rebounding. The Jackrabbits were 14-1 on the season coming in when they won the rebounding battle, and they trailed in that department all throughout the first half and kept creeping a little bit closer and a little bit closer every time out. We kept paying attention to that, and then sure enough, toward the end, they tied it up on the glass, and then down the stretch, they won that part of it, and that was a big difference. As Matt Mooney for South Dakota, with about 30 seconds left, hit a big three-pointer that looked like maybe that was going to be the difference in the game. And then the Jackrabbits come back. They got within one. Coyotes miss a free throw. And that gives the Jacks the last possession, or what looked like it was going to be the last possession. And you have to credit Michael Orris. He's a guy that doesn't score a lot for their team. He had a big night last night, 20 points, and he hit a shot with about 1.5 seconds left that ultimately proved to be the game winner. So came down to the very, very end, and in a situation, one of those situations where you almost hate to see anybody have to lose that game, especially in the atmosphere was incredible. Over 11,000 people turned out, and it was, and like I said, you wanted it to live up to the hype, and it did in every way.
All right. That's why I can't watch, Jay, because I'm getting like stressed and excited and hyped up just listening to you describe it after I already know the result. So what's it like, you know, 11,000 people plus cramming into the Premier Center, all this action is unfolding in front of you, and you have to sort of be the professional and sort it all out. Tell me what that experience is like.
It's hard not to just become a fan. I mean, I grew up as a big sports fan, which is a big reason I chose the profession that I did. And I just felt really fortunate to get the assignment to actually call that game. And when you're in that environment, it's hard not to match the excitement that you feel. I mean, you do feel that when all those people are going crazy. And there was a good representation on both sides. I thought the split in fans was much more even than it was a couple of years ago. The Jackrabbits highly outnumbered the Coyotes, and it was much closer this time. I thought, in fact, I think the student turnout was better for USD than it was for SDSU. So that part of it was great to see. And the fact that the game was so close, that energy never went away. I mean, it was there from the opening tip to the final buzzer. And that made my job even more fun than it would have been otherwise.
It's one of the last sort of authentic experiences that you can, you know, sort of see, because nobody really knows the outcome. It's not staged. It's not rehearsed.
Yep.
Anything can happen. All right.
That's exactly it.
What's next for the SDSU men then?
Well, they get another challenge tonight. That's the trick, right? When you're in these tournament scenarios, and why it was such a big deal for the Coyotes to win the outright league championship during the regular season is they got a day off. After playing on Saturday, they got a day off on Sunday. The Jackrabbits didn't have that luxury. They had to play Sunday, come right back last night and play the Coyotes in an emotional game the way they did. And now they've got to come back 24 hours later, try to do it again against an Omaha team that is certainly playing some of its best basketball of the season as well. So there's no gimmies in this league this year, and there's certainly not going to be any kind of a cakewalk for the Jackrabbits. So the crowd will be much more in their favor than it was even last night. But they're going to have to play well, and they're going to have to find enough. Hopefully for them, they've got enough left in the tank to do it one more time, because if they do it, they get through to the NCAA tournament. That's the ultimate goal for each and every one of these teams in Sioux Falls.
All right. My guest is Jay Elson. He's with Midco Sports Network. He's joining us from the Premier Center in Sioux Falls. We're talking about Summit League basketball. Jay, how about the women here?
Yeah, the women's game is just about to start any moment here, and it's going to be Western Illinois and IUPUI. These are the two teams that were the top seeds coming in. Western Illinois, 13-3 in the regular season, the outright Summit League champions, beat South Dakota twice, split with South Dakota State. They have earned their way here. It hasn't been, maybe they had a blowout win their first game, but they had a real challenge yesterday. I called their semifinal against Omaha, came down to the final seconds. In fact, they trailed much of the day, but made the shots they needed to down the stretch to get the win and earn the berth in the championship game here this afternoon. And IUPUI did what most teams have not been able to do. In fact, South Dakota State had just one loss in this tournament coming to South Dakota a couple of years ago when the Coyotes went through to the NCAA tournament, and the Jacks got beaten overtime by IUPUI here in a very pro SDSU environment, which is something that teams outside of South Dakota just had not been able to do to this point in this tournament. So for the first time since the tournament's been in Sioux Falls, we do not have a team from South Dakota in the women's final, and so that alone makes it a little bit more unique today.
All right. So tell me about it coming to Sioux Falls. Where was it before? How long will the Summit League Championship be here at the Premier Center?
Well, you know, it was in Tulsa, Oklahoma before it came to Sioux Falls. And this is now the ninth year that the tournament has been in Sioux Falls. And, of course, it started at Sioux Falls Arena before the Premier Center was built. And now third or fourth year, I can't remember right off the top of my head, here at the Premier Center. I will be shocked if this tournament ever leaves Sioux Falls, because the support that it has received is second to none. I mean, it is far and away one of the best mid-major tournaments in all of college basketball in the entire country, men or women, because it's a combined tournament. So it's a little bit different than some of those Power 5 conferences like the Big Ten or the Pac-12 or the Big 12. Those conferences a lot of times are men in one spot, women in another spot. Well, this is all together, and the attendance numbers somehow keep going up every year, and they keep setting record after record. Last night's game with South Dakota State, South Dakota set a single game record for this tournament with 11,235 people. There's not going to be anywhere near that for this women's game today, but the men's game will be well attended as well. So just another really solid year for the Summit League tournament, for the city of Sioux Falls, for the Sioux Falls Sports Authority, and, of course, the Denny Sanford Premier Center. And the national television exposure on top of the regional exposure that Midco Sports Network provides, that just helps. You know, I mean, it's all part of the game. It's all part of trying to maximize the profit.
All right, Jay Elson, Midco Sports Network. Enjoy the next game, Jay. Thanks for being here.